Today's yoga class is about jealousy, envy, and comparison. Hi, I'm Melissa with Yoga with Melissa, and this is real yoga for real people. We're all about connection to a teacher and a teachings that allow you to connect with your true nature and a community of people who are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications because we put out a brand new class like this every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific. And if you like today's class, thank you for pressing that like button and letting me know what you like about it in the comments. Thank you to our wonderful viewer who asked us to film today at Gorge. We love when you help us decide to actually today Facebook was all of you on Facebook were really instrumental in creating this class. I love hearing from you on Facebook and all the feedback we get from you on Facebook. We asked where do you like us to film in Victoria, and this was a recommendation. So we haven't filmed in Gorge in a long time, and this was a great recommendation. And also, I asked you on Facebook as I was writing this class, what are your favorite yoga poses for stress? Because one of the actual, you know, psychologists have studied what happens in our bodies when we experience envy, jealousy, and comparison. And actually what happens is our bodies respond with stress hormones. And so I said, what are your favorite yoga poses for stress? And you can basically help me write this class. So thank you very much. Tons of comments. All they came down. And there was the class. So thank you. If you are feeling overwhelmed and stressed and you find talking too much, remember you can just press that mute button and follow along visually. But if you do that, you miss all the teachings, and they're actually a real big added benefit and a special feature of this class. So you get to make that choice. I have a testimonial today from Lou from Warwickshire, UK, from Facebook. And Lou says, I have been doing your YouTube yoga videos for a while now, and I wanted to say thank you so much for all the content. This is episode 399. Next week, we're celebrating episode 400. Let me know in the comments what we should do to celebrate episode 400. I tried going to classes for a while, but none are as good as yours. I have stuck with your classes since I found you, and because I can do them at home anytime. It's so fantastic. I love your way of teaching, and that I never feel like I'm exhausting myself. I'm going to stick with you as my yoga teacher permanently. Thank you so much. So thank you, Lou, for taking the time to leave your comment on Facebook. And thanks to all of you who take your time. This morning, I had 3 comments on my website from last week's class on depression. So I appreciate that feedback. And also all of you that take the time to leave your comments on YouTube. Tim was mentioning there's tons of comments on YouTube that we are going to be getting to in the next couple of days. iTunes, I know that that's a kind of a more difficult place to leave a comment, but even if it's not your usual place to leave a comment, we would appreciate that. That helps a lot. For those of you who watch on Apple TV, it will help to kind of boost the rankings of the show on iTunes. Instagram and my website, you can leave me a SpeakPipe message there as well. And as always, our most in-depth conversations do happen in our membership community. Make sure to stay all the way to the end to find out how to receive my free 7-day yoga series to relieve anxiety. Because as I mentioned, the response, the real embodied response to envy and jealousy and comparison is a stress response. Stress response, our body responds by releasing adrenaline and cortisol in our bodies. And so that 7-day yoga series could be really beneficial. And I'll tell you how to get that at the end. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing a long sleeve black bamboo top with the Tree of Life, and I'm wearing green, it's got the Tree of Life on it too. Green pants, I thought that would be great for green with envy. And thanks to Desk Leaf for my props. Today you're going to need a bolster and 2 blocks. We're going to begin with the peace mantra. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahano Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karvavahe Tejasvina Mavidvishavahe. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we practice for the good of all. May our studies be luminous and purposeful. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Okay, the first two classes in this series are foundational, 391 and 392. If you are just joining us, it could be helpful to go back and do those, although I'll do a little bit of repeat of those. Otherwise, let's begin in crocodile pose, lying on your bellies. So allow yourself to arrive here on your mat and begin to feel the support of the earth underneath you. And then come into your bodies, feeling your body from the inside, feeling your feet and your legs, your torso, your arms, your head. Just noticing what stands out about your physical experience today. Notice how stress and physical tension begins to release and dissolve and melt out of your body, through the front of your body and into the earth. And then bring your awareness and your attention to your breathing. And pay particular attention to your breath out.
As you breathe out, notice how tension and stress flows out of your body each time you breathe out.
Our being is a brilliant pattern of energies, a spectrum of possibilities. At every moment, we have the capacity to experience the open dimension of what we are. And that's a quote by Nagpa Chogyam in Kendo Daishen, and it includes feeling jealous and envious in the times that we compare ourselves to others. Because as my teacher Reggie Ray says, emotions are intelligent expressions of energy that can lead us to our awakened nature. So when emotions like jealousy and envy and comparison come up, they're coming up in a way that are asking for us to open to them so that we can bring acceptance to them. And jealousy and envy and comparison, like other emotional experiences, are not a problem. There is simply an expression of awakened energy. With jealousy, envy, and comparison, it can be incredibly difficult to turn towards the energy of those emotions because they often leave us feeling insecure, inferior, angry with ourselves, angry with another person, frightened, fearful, and ashamed. And with envy, we may be feeling unable to accept the accomplishments of our friends or our colleagues, or wish we were celebrating a similar success. Maybe we're lusting after another person's possessions, career, or relationships, or wishing that they were, or even wishing that they were deprived of them. And we might even think of ourselves as victims, or other people as the only people that are the winners in the world. And it could kind of shift us into a sort of competitive aggressiveness as well. So these are very difficult energies to turn towards, and it's actually quite a normal pattern to shut down against them and to turn away from them and to push them into the shadows. So of course we're not going to do that. All right, so start to wiggle out a little bit. Oh, that poor little guy. He's going to go to the park, and now he's not going to the park. We're going to roll over onto our backs, and we're going to do side bend. Okay, on your backs, you're going to just take a moment here and allow your body to settle. And then you're going to take your legs over to the left side of your mat. You take your arms overhead. And take your arms also over to the left side of your mat. Feel the support of the earth underneath you. And let the tension Release out of your back body, through your shoulders, through your buttocks, through your heels, through the backs of your hands into the earth. You're going to bend your right leg and open it out to the side. So you're doing tree pose with the side bend here on your back. Okay, draw your right knee in, lengthen your leg out, and bring your legs back to the center. Slowly arc your arms down. Bring your torso back to the center as well. Give your body a chance to adjust. And then we're going to take one of our blocks. You're going to bend your knees and place your feet flat on the floor. Press into your feet. Place the block underneath your pelvis. And we're going to do supported bridge pose in the center. This pose is very calming and restorative, very restful, very stress relieving pose. So we're going to just pause here. You could even take your arms overhead. Okay, you're going to arc your arms down, press into your feet, lift the block out of the way, slowly lower your pelvis down, give your spine a chance to adjust and actually take your knees into your chest for a counter pose for a moment. when I asked everybody what their favorite stress relieving pose was, the pose that came up most often was child's pose. And I just want to make a note here that this is child's pose on your back. So a bonus child's pose in this class. Okay, here we go. We're moving on. We're going to do side bend. So take your feet over to the right side of your mat again now, and then take your arms overhead. And you're going to side bend over to the left side of your mat this time. Feel the support of the earth underneath your body. And then feel your connection to the earth underneath your heels, your buttocks, your shoulders, the backs of your hands, and allow the tension to dissolve down through these parts of your body. And then you're going to slide your left leg up, open your left knee out to the side. Okay, let this pose out of your body. You want to come out of poses slowly, especially when we've been holding them for a long time. And then you're going to bend your knees and roll to your side. And we're going to come up onto all fours for some cat pose. Okay, so spread your fingers wide underneath your shoulders. Your knees are underneath your hips. If you have any wrist issues, you can come up on your fists or down onto your forearms. Come off your wrists completely. And you're going to breathe out round up through your back and breathe in an arch through your back. This pose relieves stress and it massages your spine, which is your central nervous system. So that really helps to relieve the stress. So as we learned in the emotional awareness class, emotional awareness allows us to experience an emotion or emotions as we're working with in this class, and let go into the direct experience of it without the story. And then we can be immediately present with whatever emotion is experienced in a direct way. We can experience each emotion in a fresh and new way. So emotional awareness means being completely present and open with the emotion itself, the felt sensation of it in our body. And with emotional awareness, we are free in the experience of whatever emotion arises.
So you're going to exhale, round up through your back, and we're going to shift back, and then we're going to inhale, arch, and shift forward. Exhale, round back and shift back, and inhale, arch, and come forward. Exhale, round and shift back, inhale, arch, and come forward.
Okay, and then the most requested the pose for this class. Child's pose. You're going to take you could use your bolster. You don't have to use your bolster. Open your knees wide, bring your toes together, and you're going to fold forward over your bolster. This pose quiets your mind, it eases stress, and it benefits your nervous system. If this pose bothers your knees and your feet and your ankles, you can always take it on your back with your knees to your chest.
With gentleness, kindness, and without judgment, when you notice jealousy or envy and comparison, turn your focus from outwards, those very outward focused emotions, to inwards. You're going to turn the focus inwards into your body. And you're going to notice what physical and energetic sensations are alive in your body. So you keep coming back to your body and to the felt sense of the emotional experience. Jealousy, envy, and comparison are not a problem. Jealousy is a normal and natural emotion that every human experiences. Scientists have even observed jealousy in non-human species. So it's very normal, very human, very animal experience. And we don't need to judge ourselves for having it.
Okay, so slowly make your way up to sitting. And we're going to sit for a breath practice now. If you have a meditation cushion, great. Or you can sit on a chair, or you can sit on a block. You can kneel on a block. We're going to do alternate nostril breathing. This breath is very calming. It's a great breath for stress. You're going to take your left hand, bring your thumb and index finger together, rest it on your lap. Your elbow should be directly underneath your shoulder so it's not pulling you too far forward or pulling you too far back. Okay, for alternate nostril breathing, the mudra that I like is you extend your first two fingers and you rest it in the center of your forehead. There's a marma point there and it's very calming to rest your fingers there. And the way it works is you're going to close your nostrils, but close them right underneath the cartilage, the hard point here, just at the top where the nostrils, the smallest hole of the nostrils are. It's the best spot to close the nostrils. So you're going to close the right nostril there and breathe in through your left nostril. Then you close your left nostril with your ring finger and breathe out through your right nostril. Breathe in right nostril. Close right, breathe out left. Breathe in left. Close left, breathe out right. Breathe in right. Close right, breathe out left. And keep going with this at your own breath rhythm. We'll continue with this breath for a while to feel the effects, its calming and de-stressing effects. Next time you breathe out of your left nostril, you can lower your right hand down. Just feel the effects of this breath practice on your energy, your mood, your body. And then we'll start to make our way into Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. So hands underneath your shoulders, spread your fingers wide, tuck your toes under.
And then slowly make your way up to standing.
Okay, from here we're going to stand and we're going to do tree pose. And tree pose, we're going to, I think balancing poses are one of those poses that we can kind of compare, and I don't know, sometimes we can compare ourselves to others, you know, especially if we're in a yoga class, we can, you know, somebody else maybe is holding it longer than us, so that's why I chose this pose. You're going to stand on your left leg, turn your right toes out, and I want you to encourage yourself to challenge your balance here. So take your foot above your knee, if you don't usually, and bring your hands to your heart center and then take them overhead. And if tree pose is a stable pose for you, then I want you to move your head around so that you're not looking in one spot, but that you're actually challenging your balance here. If you don't have any vestibular issues. So encourage yourself to look up and around and challenge your balance today. And then let's try. We're going to come into a standing forward fold in the center. So bend your knees, roll your pelvis over your leg bones. And we're going to hang forward and just rock from side to side here. So the effect of jealousy, envy, and comparison on your physical body is that it activates your body's sympathetic nervous system. It's the fight or flight or stress response. And your body begins to release stress hormones such as cortisol, adrenaline, and noradrenaline. Your heart rate and your blood pressure goes up as well. Okay, and then you're going to come up and we're going to do tree pose on the other side. So this time you're going to stand on your right leg, turn your left toes out. And again, we're going to challenge ourselves a little bit more on tree pose. So just keep upping the ante. Another thing you could do is stand on a block. So hopefully, that'll make our shot too high. But, okay. it just makes your... That's actually more stable for me than my ground, which is uneven. But so try things to make your ground uneven, like stand on a blanket or something. Only do this, do what challenges your balance. If you've got weak ankles and things, please don't do this and hurt yourself, okay? No, work within your own limits, please. I don't want anybody sending me an email saying I broke my ankle trying this, okay? Turn your left toes out either above or below your knee. And then, so it's easier to have your hands lower. You're going to take your hands overhead. Again, working within your own limits. If tree pose is challenging, then just go with that. And more challenging is to move your head around and look up and around. So you can see how normal it is for comparison and envy and jealousy to creep in to the most mundane and normal aspects of our lives. Okay, and then you're going to release tree pose from your body, and we're going to come back into standing forward fold. So bend your knees, roll your pelvis over your leg bones, and this time we're going to do standing forward fold, holding onto your elbows. Let the back of your neck be long so the crown of your head drops towards the ground. So envy, jealousy, and comparison are a form of attachment in that we are comparing some of our part of our life with another who has accomplished more than us, and we are exaggerating its positive aspects. When we come out of the felt sense of the emotion, we begin to create a story where this becomes one of the most important aspects of life, and our entire sense of self-worth gets wrapped up in it. It is based on a sense of self we think will gain something from this preoccupation. Okay, you're going to release this from your body and slowly come up. And then we're going to do legs up the wall. So I'm going to go over to this tree here. Okay, so you're going to sit down and put your butt beside the wall. And then you're going to swing your legs around, which will be easier for you because you won't be doing it up a hill. And you're going to rest your legs up the wall. You need to, can you come and take, you should take this from my perspective. Okay, so legs up the wall is fabulous for relieving stress. It brings all the blood flow back to your heart, so it's a great inversion. Okay, so we get attached to certain things with comparison, envy, and jealousy. For example, we think that more money, a better job, better looks, a better relationship, more peace, all these things are going to make us feel better. And it's super easy to go into envy and jealousy and comparison in the age of social media when we are all posting the A roll of our lives. And the B roll is not getting posted. I know I myself struggle with comparison often, as somebody who's been a yoga teacher on YouTube for the past 8 years. When there are yoga teachers who have shown up in the last couple of years or even months who have far surpassed me in subscribers and students and followers. So the preoccupation is with our own sense of self and a lacking self and a perceived sense that the other person has an advantage. Okay, we're gonna come down from legs up the wall and you're gonna roll to your side. And we're gonna take our mats back to their place to, or you can stay here if it's good for you. Okay, for our next posture, you're going to need your bolster and two blocks. You can set your bolster up lengthwise on your mat and your two blocks for underneath your knees. And open your knees out to the side and place them so that they support your legs wherever they land so that your legs aren't hanging in the middle of the air. Supports your SI joints. And then lie back in your bolster in recline goddess pose. Okay, so from here you're going to tuck your chin, roll up to seated, and you're going to take your feet away from you, and then you're going to actually take your hands underneath your legs and hold on to your feet for tortoise pose, and then your arms become the support for your joints here, so you don't need your blocks anymore. And we come into tortoise pose. You could actually take your bolster here as well. And place your bolster on your feet. And then you can probably, you may be able to rest on your bolster. If not, you could get more props, lift the bolster. There we go. So the result of envy and comparison can be an aggressive competitiveness to push ourselves towards that which we covet. Alternatively, we can become so disheartened that we give up completely. There's a quote that says, "Jealousy is the art of counting someone else's blessings instead of your own." We each have been given one precious human life. And I was not going to give any advice in this series, but here is some of the best advice that I've been given recently. Compare yourself to your own potential, not to other people. Compare yourself to your own potential, not to other people. When I tune into envy, comparison, and jealousy, and I feel it in my own body, I ask myself, what message does it have for me? Okay, so we're going to come up and out of this pose. And we're going to just do one more recline pose before we come into Shavasana. So you can put your blocks off to the side. You'll need your bolster for this. Put your bolster on the right side of your legs. And you're going to bend both your knees. Press into your feet. Take your feet over to the right side of your mat and then take your knees onto your bolster. And then bring your feet back to the center. Press into your feet, untuck your hips. Take a breath or two here, allow your spine to unwind. And then straighten your legs out. Take your bolster over to the other side. Bend your knees. Press into your feet. Lift your hips, take them over to the left side of your mat. And stack your knees on top of your bolster on the right side. And then come back to the center, press into your feet, untuck your hips, take that bolster, place it underneath your knees. And you're going to rest back into Shavasana to allow your practice to integrate into your body. And you're going to stay resting here, and I will sit up and read you a poem. This poem is by Nahira Waheed. Even if you are a small forest surviving off of moon alone, your light is extraordinary. Reminder. Even if you are a small forest surviving off of moon alone, your light is extraordinary. Reminder. So gradually allow your breath to deepen. Wiggle your fingers and toes, and you're going to slowly make your way up to seated. And we're going to finish with a Hridaya Mudra for releasing accumulated stress and emotions. So the way this works is you roll your index finger down to the base of your thumb, and then you bring your thumb to your middle two fingers and extend your pinky finger. And we'll sit like that. Let your elbows rest directly underneath your shoulders and feel the support of the earth underneath you. Lengthen up through your spine, the back of your head. Draw your ears back over your shoulders. Let there be space between your teeth. And feel a gentle attention on your breath in your lower belly. Let's transition to our closing mudra with your left palm up and your right palm down, making space with breath and a sigh. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining me for this class on envy, jealousy, and comparison. If you like the video, give it a thumbs up. Let me know in the comments what you liked about it. It's, you know, these are very normal human emotions, and we all experience them probably several times a day, especially in our culture. If you know somebody who would benefit from this class, and feel free to share it with them. Thank you very much for sharing these classes. And I told you at the beginning, I would let you know where you could go to get my 7-day yoga series on anxiety. So if you go to melissawest.com/399, you can scroll down. There'll be an opt-in box there. Put your email address in and I'll send you a yoga class a day over the next 7 days. And I think there's a bonus in there as well. For 7 days of yoga for anxiety, because as I said in this, when we experience envy and jealousy and comparison, the embodied response is that stress response. So the anxiety classes are great for that. And just, you know, this is just normal embodied responses to it. And you probably, you know, watch animals now. The other day, we've been observing this recently with deer in our neighborhood. The deer, you know, so docile, deer so docile and peaceful. And we're starting to notice them when they are not docile and peaceful. They kind of nip at each other and buck at each other. And so, you know, there's jealousy and envy and resentment and things going on in the animal kingdom as well. You know, it's just normal mammal behavior. It's just, you don't need to like repress those emotions, just experience them fully. Okay, so also we have an in-depth 4-week yoga for anxiety program in our community, along with 16 yoga classes ranging in 7 minutes to 1 hour. Where I can offer you daily support in caring for anxiety as it arises in your life, in our online forum and our weekly classes. So if you are interested in that extra support, you can become a member. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. And also I'll put a link for our members so you can check that out as well. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May our joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.